Praise the Lord. Good evening, church. Let us pray. Our dear Father in heaven, we bring ourselves before you today. We are grateful that you are with us always. Thank you very much, Father, that in spite of everything we are standing, we return all praises to your name. And we pray that as we learn at your feet today, that you will minister to every one of us. We pray that when we are going home, we shall all be blessed and our lives will be transformed. Thank you, mighty Father, for in Jesus' name we pray. Praise the Lord. You know, this month we've been talking on life of seasons. Life of seasons. So today I want to take my text from Ecclesiastes chapter 3. I read from verses 1 to 8. Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verses 1 to 8. And I read from NIV. To everything there is a season, a time for every purpose under heaven, a time to be born, and a time to die, a time to plant, and a time to pluck what is planted, a time to kill, and a time to heal, a time to break down, and a time to build up, a time to weep, and a time to laugh, a time to mourn, and a time to dance, a time to cast away stones, and a time to gather stones, a time to embrace, and a time to refrain from embracing, a time to gain, and a time to lose, a time to keep, and a time to throw away, a time to tear, and a time to sow, a time to keep silence, and a time to speak, a time to love, and a time to hate, a time of war, and a time of peace. I'll stop there. Now, you know, we talk about life of season, of seasons. A season is a time characterized by a particular circumstance or feature. That's a season. Yorubas will say, Igba, Abiyasiko. So it's a period of one's life characterized by or associated with a particular phenomenon. When you talk about a season, you know that it's everything around that moment, something particular, is there something spectacular or phenomenon that is happening about that time. So naturally, for instance, every calendar year consists of about four seasons. Every normal calendar. In a year, you will see the dry season, you see the raining season, you see the Amatan, you see the, which one again? What is it? But in the normal, you know, when you now use the people abroad, you talk about winter, you talk about summer, you talk about autumn and spring. But in our own case, I think it's also four. It's just that it's not the same thing. The time of winter, we don't have that one. Our one is rainy. Amatan. Thank you. That's number four, Amatan. So we have it. I decided to use our own so that we will have better understanding of seasons. And you know, when it is Amatan, usually everybody goes with lips balm or gloss because your lips will start to break. Your skin starts to dry. When it is rainy season, you see everybody moving around with coat, raincoat, boots. You start to wear rubber boots and all of that. And when it is time of cold, you see everybody wearing, some people wearing other things. But when it is time that is very hot, you now see everybody wearing, sometimes you don't even wear anything, especially when you're at home. That is season. And when you say it is raining season, there's something particular that is happening at that time. It is rain. You see that constantly it is raining. It's not the one that will just come and go. It's like it's just bombarding you every moment. So those are seasons, phenomenon. Something happened. Seasons of life, or seasons of life, are about the transition we go through and how they impacted our mindset and actions. So this evening, we shall be looking at the seasons in the life of Joseph. You know, we'll just look at Joseph, we'll study. There are different seasons in the life of that young man at that time, before he became a big man. Now, the early part of his life, that's the first stage. In Genesis chapter 37, verse 2 to 3, you realize that his father loved him. You can project, please. His father loved him more than any other, and he gave him a coat of many colors. He says, this is the account of Jacob. Joseph, a young man of 17, was tending the flocks with his brothers, the son of Bilhah, and the sons of Zilpah, his father's wives, and he brought their fathers a bad report about them. Continue. Now, Israel loved Joseph more than any of his other sons, because he had been born to him in his old age, and he made him a richly ornamented robe for him. Now, this was a period in the life of this young man where he had everything he wanted. He had life very easy, because his father was there to help him get whatever he wanted. And in our lives too, there are seasons in our lives where before you ask, the thing is coming. Before you have a need, it is coming. And then it appears that, oh, people that do are struggling, that they are not smart. You know, it's a season. You just have everything very easy. That was the life of Joseph. He had it. He had his father backing him. Just like our Lord God Almighty. You know, when you are even born again, a child, you realize that if you are genuinely born again, things will start to work, because your father, whom you have just received, will start to work things out. That is the time you are taking milk. They don't want you to chew bones, but it gets to a time, another season in your life as a Christian, that you must chew the bones. You will now realize that things are not, because if you continue with the milk, you won't grow. So there are seasons. So in his life, in the life of Joseph, he had that time. Things were easy. So maybe God has helped you now. Things are easy for you. We thank God for that season. But when we continue in our study, we will realize that we must take cognizance of those seasons and know what to do to maintain a good future. So there are seasons. Now, this same Joseph was sold into slavery by his brothers. That's another season. Now, imagine someone who had everything he wanted. And then he got to a particular time, just go out to see his brothers, and that was the end. He lost everything that he had been opportune to have. The access he had, everything just shot. No more access, and then he was sold to a strange man. And then the strange man also sold him out again to another family. He became a product. Imagine that man, that everything he wanted. They even gave him a coat. Beautiful thing. Everybody loved him. He was the one that everybody wanted. He was the one that, they placed above others. All of a sudden, everything crashed. He became a slave. That's another season. Now, the fact that was his season, was it that he committed a sin? But it was a season, right? So seasons happen. Let's read Genesis 37 from verse 9. You know, that's our text from verse 9. Then he had another dream. He told it to his brothers. Okay, the next verse. When he told his father, okay, please, the next one. You know, he was a dreamer. He dreamt a lot. Then, because of his dream and the way he was telling them, look at verse 11. His brothers were jealous of him. But his father kept the matter in mind. The next verse. They were jealous of him. Okay, so move to verse 28. Now, this was a guy, because they were jealous of him now. See what happened in verse 28. He has been sold. Look at it. So when the Midianite merchant came by, his brother pulled Joseph out of the cistern and sold him for 20 shekels of silver to the Ishmaelites, who took him to Egypt. He became a slave, just like that, because they were jealous. So just of a sudden, Genesis 39 verse 1. Now Joseph had been taken down to Egypt. Potiphar, an Egyptian who was one of Pharaoh's officials, the captain of the guard, bought him from the Ishmaelites who had taken him there. Can you imagine? A man that, in fact, when the brothers went to the farm, he didn't go. The father just said, go and see your brothers, see their well-being. And that was the end. It was a season in the life of Joseph. Now, Genesis 39 verse 20. See what happened again. Another season. Joseph's master took him and put him in prison, the place where the king's prisoners were confined. But while Joseph was there in the prison, and so on and so forth, but he found himself in the prison again. Please, because of what? What did he do? Because he was trying to be righteous. He was trying to live the way God wanted him to live. You see, while he was still a servant or a slave, at least he had some freedom around the house. He was so loved that even the Potiphar's wife wanted him to be his boyfriend, be her boyfriend. But in prison, confinement, and that terrible situation, that's another season in the life of Joseph. So, brethren, when we are talking like this, you said, because there are some people, when you find yourself in a certain situation, you start to feel that the world has come to an end. No. And if you find yourself in the first position where it was having everything easy, thank God. And be conscious that it's a season, so that you know how to manage it to avoid crisis in the future. Now, after that, sorry. Let me use it. Okay. Now, seasons. Okay. So the next one, another season. After he went to prison, afterwards, a lot of things happened. But this same man, another season of his life, he became a prime minister. He became a prime minister. And as a prime minister, he ruled Egypt for over 80 years. For a total of 80 years, yeah. Until he's dead at the age of 110. He ruled. So, now, brethren, when you look at that, a man, everything was fine. So the fact that the season, if you find yourself in a particular season that is not very good, don't give up. Because there's a season that you become a prime minister. There's a season that you will sit amongst the kings. So life of seasons, that's what we are discussing. It means that, you see, one thing is this that I want us to know. When you are in any season, whatever season you find yourself, it is not abnormal. It is not abnormal. The Bible that we read had told us already that there are seasons. There's a season where you are going to be born, and there's a time to die. If you look at all the seasons of life, there are two things that are peculiar. It is either that season you are happy, or that season brings you joy, or the season makes you sad, or makes you uncomfortable. It is yes or no. It is black or white. Those are the seasons. Whatever happens in between, it either brings any of that, but whether you like it or not, those seasons are meant for something. So, life of seasons. Lessons, lessons of a season. The lessons to learn. Because when you have a season, I say here that every season is a teacher. Every season is a teacher. It always teaches something. Hence, there are lessons to learn. You see, I've told us here severally that there was a time in my life that, you know, things just went south very bad. And I've been in that situation for long. But as my mother-in-law will always pray a prayer and say, what God wants you to learn, may you learn it all time. Whatever God wants you to learn from this, I pray that God will help you to learn it. I will say amen, but sometimes I don't like that kind of prayer. But it's the reality, it's the fact of life. When you find yourself in every situation or in any season, there are lessons. Why? You know, I said that the first lesson of Joseph, when everything was fine, the challenge was that he didn't learn anything. So that's why I said we take note. If you learn some lessons, you will not have issues, so much issues in the future. But when you fail, or if you learn a lesson on time, then you can quickly, those seasons that are not very, very wonderful, you can call them short and have a longer season. Don't forget, after all the trials and temptation and troubles of Joseph, he ruled for about 80 years. Can you imagine? So he lived a good life, but it wasn't easy. Now let's look at that first thing. Let's look at that. The first thing was that Joseph's father showed favoritism. Favoritism. So sometimes you find yourself, you don't know why you are now in a particular trouble. Sometimes, even in your business, if you don't learn, if you don't sit back and know what happened, sometimes you just realize that your business is no longer working. There's something you have done. So the father showed favoritism. And you see, when you show favoritism, it doesn't usually end well. It doesn't. James 2:1 says, "My brothers and sisters, believers in our glorious Lord Jesus Christ must not show favoritism." It's straight. That's what the word of God says. It says, "My brothers and sisters, believers in our glorious Lord Jesus Christ must not show favoritism." James 2:9 says, "But if you show favoritism, you sin and are convicted by the law as lawbreakers." If you show favoritism, you sin. Now, you know, they said this, the soul that sin, it will die. Sometimes we don't even know. Small, small things cause trouble. So, he showed favoritism. So, when the challenge now came, because he had sinned, he had broken the hedge. The serpent can bite. So he gave room for the enemy to strike. And they actually struck. Now, let's now look at Joseph himself. Joseph did not understand the place of discretion. Many of us find ourselves in the situation we are in now because we lack discretion. That was where he found himself. He had a dream and talked about it with minimal wisdom. He had a dream. In Proverbs 2:11, the Bible says, "Discretion will protect you. Discretion will protect you. And understanding will guard you." In Proverbs 11:22, the Bible says, "Like a gold ring in a pig's snout is a beautiful woman who shows no discretion." Can you imagine? A beautiful woman. She has no discretion. It's like a beautiful ring, a gold ring in pig's snout. You know, what do you need a ring? A leather, pig. So with the beauty and everything, it is useless. So in essence, it means that beauty without discretion is nothing. Discretion. You see, some people, even homes, lack of discretion will plunge your home into some trouble. Some people, lack of discretion will plunge your business into serious indebtedness. Discretion. Discretion. And that was what happened to Joseph. Lack of discretion. Esther, verse 1, I read from verse 9. Esther chapter 1. Queen Vashti also gave a banquet. You know about Queen Vashti? For the women in the royal palace of King Xerxes. On the seventh day, you see, the king was hosting people. He had banquet. The queen, too, was having her own. On the seventh day, when King Xerxes was in high spirits from wine, he commanded the seven eunuchs who served him, Meuman, Bizda, Abob, Gigta, Abgak, Zeta, and Kakas, to bring before him Queen Vashti, wearing a royal crown in order to display her beauty, very beautiful woman, to the people and nobles, for she was lovely to look at. But when the attendants delivered the king's command, Queen Vashti refused to come. Then the king became furious and burned with anger. Since it was customary for the king to consult experts in matters of law and justice, he spoke with the wise men who understood the times and were closest to the king. The seven nobles, closest to the king. Seven nobles of Persia and Media who had special access to the king and were highest in the kingdom. According to the law, what must be done to Queen Vashti? That's verse 15. He asks, she has not obeyed the command of King Xerxes that the eunuch have taken to her. Then Memucan replied in the presence of the king and the nobles, Queen Vashti has done wrong, not only against the king, but also against the nobles and the people of all the provinces of King Xerxes. For the queen's conduct will become known to all the women. And so they will despise their husband and say, King Xerxes commanded Queen Vashti to be brought before him, but she will not come. This very day, Persian and Median women of the nobility who have heard about the queen's conduct will respond to all the king's noble in the same way. There will be no end of disrespect and discord. Therefore, if it pleases the king, let him issue a royal decree and let it be written in the laws of Persia and Media, which cannot be repealed, that Vashti is never again to enter the presence of King Xerxes. Also, let the king give a royal position to someone else who is better than she. That woman was beautiful. The only thing the man wanted to do, the king wanted to do, was just to show the beauty of his wife. My wife is beautiful. Let her wear a crown and everything. But the woman did not have discretion. The king was having, conducting affairs that involve all his royals. And then called my wife, said, I'm not coming. And she lost her position. She lost her right. She lost the crown. In fact, they decreed that she must not see the king anymore. She can't enter into the presence. She has lost her. And then I said, her position, let another man take. Discretion. Discretion. Don't you know, even some people in organizations, it is lack of discretion that will make the MD that was thinking of promoting you to say, sack him. Discretion. So, this man lacked discretion. Discretion is the quality of behaving or speaking in such a way as to avoid causing offense or revealing confidential information. Think before you speak and be careful not to say things that could hurt or that could hurt someone or cause a fight. You see, if you use discretion, whether you are in the position of early stage of Joseph's life or you are in the position of a man who is at the king's palace, like Vashti, Queen Vashti was in the king's palace. If you use discretion, discretion will protect you. She was at the palace, yet she lost it. And if you are in the prison and you have discretion, you'll be favored. If you are in slavery, if you are serving as a servant and you have discretion, discretion will protect you. Discretion will save you. Lack of discretion. Learn to see beyond yourself and understand the consequences of how words and actions will affect others around us. Discretion involves guarding your secret. Choose your company. So, brethren, many people find themselves in seasons that they would not love to have, like Joseph. Because they could not guard their dreams, they don't know how to handle their dreams. So I say here, guard the precious dream and deep-rooted desires in your hearts by being discreet with whom you reveal them. Who do you share your secrets with? It shouldn't be with everybody. It shouldn't be with everyone. There are some people that once they know your secret, they plan to scuttle or destroy you. Just be discreet. Use discretion. Lack of discretion has put a lot of people in a season of life that they will not love to have. So you choose a good company. Joseph's brothers were wrong company. Now, our text is an indication that experiencing good or bad times in our lives is normal and to be expected. In John chapter 16, verse 33, He says, I have told you these things so that in me you may have peace. In this world, you will have trouble. Another version says tribulation. You will have trouble. But take heart, I have overcome the world. You know, there are sometimes, you see some men or some people, they are smart, they are well educated, things are working well. But all of a sudden, they are married. They even marry early to not have children. It's a season. They can't have. They start to count years. Year one, year two, God. It's a season. It has come. Some people, those same children that you nurture everything, the children will just decide that, oh, I don't love this man. It's a season. You don't have control. It has happened. It's a season. And there are some people going through different seasons of life. Different seasons of life, even as we are here. He said, you have tribulation. He said, but take heart. I have overcome the world. In essence, when you are in a situation or season that you don't like, don't take it like, oh, God has forsaken me. He said it happens. But take heart, because there will be victory at the end. That's what he's saying. He said, I've overcome the world. One thing I want us to note also in the life of Joseph was, at every season of his life, he was steadfast in standing for God. And so at this season, he yielded his fruit. It was constant. Psalm 1 verse 1 to 3 says, blessed is the one who does not walk in step with the wicked, or stand in the way that sinners take, or sit in the company of mockers, but whose delight is in the law of the Lord, and who meditates on his law day and night. That person is like a tree planted by streams of water, which yields its fruit in season, and whose leaf does not wither. Whatever they do prospers. In seasons. In due season, it will happen. The guy was consistent with God. As a slave, Joseph enjoyed the presence of God, and he was favored and honored. Genesis 39, verse 2 to 4. It says, the Lord was with Joseph so that he prospered. And he lived in the house of his Egyptian master. He prospered. In verse 3, when his master saw that the Lord was with him and that the Lord gave him success in everything he did, Joseph found favor in his eyes and became his attendant. Potiphar put him in charge of his household, and he entrusted to his care everything he owned, even as a slave, as a servant. In prison, the presence of God was with him, and he was the warden, right-hand man, even in prison. Genesis 39, verse 20 to 22. It says, Joseph's master took him and put him in prison, the place where the king's prisoners were confined. But while Joseph was there in the prison, the Lord was with him. He showed him kindness and granted him favor in the eyes of the prison warden. So the warden put Joseph in charge of all those held in prison. Can you imagine? He became a warder by force. And he was made responsible for all that was done there. So in prison. Friends, if you are looking for people that have experienced some seasons of life, come to me. I know what I'm talking about. But there's something that I've realized, that in all of that, there will always be God. I'm telling you. When the psalmist says, I have been young, now I'm old. I've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed beg for bread. It is very true. Even when you are in a prison, when you are in the prison of life, and it appears that you are in confinement, God will still be there for you. You know why? He said it in his word, that you will pass through fire, it will be there. When you pass through water, it will be there. So, brethren, whatever state or season that you find yourself, do not miss the presence of God. It is dangerous. But with his presence, he will be there with you. So, that is when you are in fire. The fire will be burning. People will see it. But there will be comfort. You know why? The fire is not burning. It's not burning you, but it's burning things around you. But it's not going to burn you because there's another master that is with you. You must ensure that in all that you do, in any season, whether it is a good season or bad season, do not lose your connect with God. That season will be easy. And I pray that whatever season we find ourselves in life, God will make it easy for us in Jesus' name. So what do? Accept the situation. If it's a good situation, accept it. That Lord has helped me. You know, you have been walking. You know, there are some people, they've walked and walked, and then God has elevated them. They still want to think like a poor people. They still want to live in that past. No. Accept the reality. God has blessed you. And you must walk around that now so that you can continue. When Joseph became the prime minister, he wasn't thinking like a prisoner anymore. He wasn't thinking like a slave. He was thinking like a noble. And he became, and he continued. And if you find yourself in that prison, accept that reality. This time I'm a prisoner. I had our GO mention someone who lost his job in the UK. He lost his job, and then the wife was hoping that this guy will look for another job. Abi, every morning, look for a job, the guy will just sit back. He has not accepted that he has lost a job. Denial. So what, the woman will now take the husband out. They'll say, there's a job vacancy somewhere. He's going to look for a job. When he gets there, the woman will drop this guy. He will enter and just go. Denial. He was talking about denial. So many times when you find yourself in the situation, the earlier you stop denying what has happened, the better for you. Accept the reality. Accept your situation. It has happened. That is when you can quickly get out of that mess and get to where you desire. You must accept. Philippians 4:12 says, I know what it is to be in need, and I know what it is to have plenty. That's Paul. I have learned the secret of being content in any and every situation, whether well-fed or hungry, whether living in plenty or in want. He said, I know. So he accepts. When he's in a season of not enough, he accepts. When he's in a season of plenty, he accepts. You need to. That's the first thing. Then the other thing is that you have to be realistic about how you got there. You must reveal your situation. How did I get here? If you find yourself in high level, reveal it. How did I get to this good height? When you review it, you will know what to do and what to continue to do to maintain that position. If the situation is not so good, review. How did I get here? Be sincere with yourself. You see, what we do when we have situation is, instead of being sincere with ourselves, instead of that review and connect yourself to know, I take responsibility for my life. What do? You start to pass blame. It is that man. He caused it. If he had paid me my money, if he had this and that, you just blame yourself. It has happened now. Look at that error that you committed and take responsibility. Own it. When you do that review, it helps you. Then number three, focus on things. Okay, let me just read Proverbs 20 verse 5, Message version. It says, knowing what is right is like deep water in the heart. A wise person draws from the well within. When you review, you will know what is where you are wrong. You know what is right. You will know it then. If you are a man of understanding, you now know how to draw out what is right and what to do. So I say focus on things within your control. What you can control, focus on it. Read 1 Samuel 17, verses 38 to 4. You will see when David was going to fight Goliath, they gave him other things to fight. He said, no, I'm not good in this area. So when you are in a state, whatever state you find yourself, season of life, identify what you have control over and concentrate on that. What you don't have control over, why are you burdening yourself? Why are you anxious? The Bible says, be anxious for nothing. Okay, I don't want to lose my job. It happened to me. And I was praying, God, intervene, and I lost the job. So, after I lost the job, should I continue to be thinking about the job? No, I've lost my job. What do I do? I am jobless. Okay, I have this small business. Go and work on it. And let it become something. That is how to move in any season of life. Then look for purpose in that situation. Look for purpose. If you look at Joseph, anywhere he found himself, he was helping. He was helping people. So give help to others, even in that season that you don't enjoy. Helping others while you are in your difficult season can help you regain a sense of control and as well find purpose in your life. Then seek help. Joseph sought help. You know, when he gave interpretation and that man was going, he said, please, when you go, remember me. Seek help. You may not be able to do it alone. He needed to get out of prison and he needed help. Seek help, but know where you are seeking your help from. That's what is important. Then, above all, stay connected with God. We cannot overemphasize that. Stay connected with God. His presence gives you joy. So that in that situation, you will have joy. Joy is different from happiness. You will have joy. Psalm 16, verse 11, you can write that. His presence gives favor. You know, when the angel went to Mary, he said, you are favored. He said, the Lord is with you. Because the Lord is with you, you are favored. So his presence gives favor. Okay? Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Brethren, I don't know your season. I don't know where you are. But you see, all these things that we mentioned, whether you are in a good season or bad season, they work. You can apply them to any season of your life. You can apply them. Joseph was consistent. Be consistent with your God. Joseph was consistent. And God saw him through. You see, he learned those lessons. You know, by the time he now became a prime minister, he sustained it. If we don't learn, I told us that season of life is a teacher. It is to teach us. And if you are a good student, you will learn everything you needed to learn. By the time you learn and you pass, you can move. So I now understood the prayer of my mother-in-law that she will pray that God will help me to quickly learn what God wanted me to learn. If you delay in learning, you will be in that class for too long. But if you learn on time, and for you to learn means that you have to come from your high horse. Come down. Forget about who you were. Forget about any situation and embrace what is happening right now and walk around it. In that situation, when you find purpose, in that little, forget about what you had been. In that little, you can now start something and you will see God. Praise the Lord.